Here at the Vatican on Monday, Pope Benedict XVI received members of the Italian National Olympic Committee. Lydia O'Kane reports.
This summer, the Italian Olympic and Paralympic teams competed at the London 2012 Games, bringing back a significant medal haul. Team Italy won 28 Olympic medals, including 8 gold, and 28 Paralympic medals, of which 9 were gold. On Monday, in the Clementine Hall in the Vatican, Pope Benedict paid tribute to this sporting excellence when he received in audience the delegation of the Italian Olympic Committee. The Pope expressed his understanding of the harsh discipline and preparation needed to get to Olympic level. The Holy Father also highlighted the fact that every sport, both amateur and competitive, requires fairness in competition, respect for the body, and a sense of solidarity.
Ogni attività sportiva, sia a livello amatoriale che agonistico, richiede la lealtà nella competizione, il rispetto del proprio corpo, il senso di solidarietà.
Sport, he said, is important because it reveals man to himself and gives him a profound understanding of the value of his life. Speaking to those present, Pope Benedict said that sports managers, as well as coaches and sports operators in general, are called to be witnesses of the good of humanity, cooperating with families and educational institutions for the education of young people in order to achieve the best in sport.
Siete chiamati ad essere testimoni di buona umanità, cooperatori con le famiglie e le istituzioni formative dell'educazione dei giovani.
The Pope also noted that the pressure to achieve significant results must never push sports people to take shortcuts, as in the case of doping. Team spirit, he said, is an incentive to avoid these dead ends, but also to support those who acknowledge a mistake. In conclusion, the Holy Father emphasised that in this year of faith, sport can educate a person to spiritual competitiveness. It can also be considered, he added, a modern court of the Gentiles, that is, a valuable opportunity to meet believers and non-believers, to experience joy and to encounter people of different cultures, languages and religions. I'm Lydia O'Kane.